Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Now we're going to check to Ross Jacobs, who is the National Coordinator of Clinical Practice and Development at QLife. Do you want to give a little overview of QLife, Shannon?
Sure can. QLife is Australia's first nationally oriented counselling and referral service for LGBTI people. It provides nationwide early intervention, peer-supported telephone and web-based services to diverse people of all ages experiencing poor mental health, psychological distress, social isolation, discrimination, experiences of being misgendered and or other social detriments that impact on their wealth and health and well-being. Ross, welcome to Joy 94.9 and thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Good morning, you two.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about the experiences, I guess, or the sorts of the general kind of calls that you might get to QLife over the Christmas and New Year's period from LGBTI people. Do the calls increase? Is it a certain theme to the calls? What happens for LGBTI people over holiday periods?
Yeah, look, it's really interesting for us over this time of year, Shannon, because the background for QLife is that we're just experiencing such unprecedented demand. Like, every week we experience our busiest week, and it just keeps building and building. And that really speaks about the pressure that I think LGBTI people are really feeling through this year. And this time of year, that kind of pressure just really gets ramped up. And we're expecting to see quite a spike in calls from people who just want a moment to decompress from the seasonal sort of pressures that happen. And a lot of those tend to be related to whatever family situation people are finding themselves in, whether that's a really supportive family where you still have to worry about the little comments that happen every now and again, or it might be that you don't have family to support you through this time of year, which is traditionally meant to be about family. And it might also be that, you've got a chosen family happening and you still need a chance to just step away from it and check in with someone about how you're doing.
Yeah, and I feel like it's worth just outlining what makes LGBTI people different from other oppressed groups. Someone pointed out to me the other day that if you are part of a racial minority, for instance, your family is sort of with you in that, whereas for a lot of us, it's just us. Do you think that
is... Yeah, that's spot on. And what I always sort of describe it as is, as well as disability, when you consider that, is, you know, the similarities there, we're kind of the world's only non-replicating minority group, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, there aren't traditions...
So it's a sexy label there.
Yeah, that's right. Like, put that on your business card. But,
non-replicating.
Yeah, but, you know, it's that idea that you don't have... passed down traditions, where you don't have holidays that all of your family gets together and celebrates who you are, and it can be a really isolating time for people.
Maybe we should make an annual gay day where that's what happens.
What a brilliant idea.
So if people
are... That happens to fall on the 25th of December.
Oh, yeah, that's right, 24th.
So, Ross, you were saying that the past, you know, it feels like every week is busier than the last week. Is that an increase or a trend that you've seen over 2016? And if so, why do you think that trend is happening?
Look, it's a couple of things. And we think that it's primarily about the real visibility of LGBTI stuff in the news this year, and that idea that we're being talked about in spaces that we can't avoid. Mm. So you know, you're on the bus, you're going to work, you know, and there's a radio on when you're in the back of the taxi, and people are feeling like it's okay to comment on the lives of LGBTI people in a really politicised way, and I think that's really ramped up the pressure. But it's also true that QLife has now been sort of this national project that links together some services that have been deeply community-based and doing their work for over 30 years. So it's not like we're brand new, but QLife as a brand has been around for 3 years, and I just think we're starting to crack through into a really visible space, and that's sort of also making us have more demand on service too. For instance, we got listed through the Fairfax News as a support when the LGBTI and marriage equality stuff was happening, and ABC is referred to us a few times. So it just means that we're here and we're able to do the work that we do in a really visible way, which is great, but it just does put pressure on both the service as a reflection of the community as well.
Yeah, definitely. I imagine it's tough finding volunteers around this time of year too.
Oh, look, you'd be surprised. Like, I think the people that volunteer for us understand this time of year as a really important time for people who struggle. So we've always got people on our shifts, and Christmas Day is a day that, yeah, we might have fewer volunteers around to carry those shifts. But, gee, the ones we have got plugged in there are so dedicated, and they love spending their Christmas Day doing what they're doing.
Oh, that's the best news.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
So if people are facing a tough time, what can they do to look after themselves? Have you got any coping strategies that people could try?
Oh, look, it's difficult, you know, and it's just a question of making sure that you know what you need, you know, and having for yourself a bit of an ability to step out of the family pressure if you're feeling it. And similarly, if you don't have that family kind of safety or, you know, support around you, really working with that idea of chosen family, and you guys sort of alluded to it before in that we can understand each other's perspectives, and that's what QLife does. We are a peer-driven service so that when you phone through or you get through on web chat, you know the person that's taking your call or your chat is an LGBTI person. So just really reminding yourself that while the pressures are on at this time of year, there are people around you that do want to listen and do want to help, and QLife can be an important part of that.
So if you are, you know, part of that chosen family, or you're a family member of a person or a friend of a person who looks like they are going through a tough time, how can you help them? How can you support them?
Yep. We say to people at QLife that it's really important to not just notice that people are struggling a bit, but to be okay with asking people how they're going, you know, like actually pointing out that you're noticing that they're struggling. And I think sometimes what happens is that the burden of saying something really goes on to the person that's struggling in the first place, when actually they're just waiting for someone to ask how they're doing and offer some help. And that can really make things easier for people.
And over the holiday period, are there any changes to the hours of when the services are available? When are they generally available over the next couple of weeks?
Look, each service is different around, you know, people's regular support. So I'm sure people who are connected to GPs or psychs and stuff are experiencing a little break probably this time of year. But QLife is here 365 days, or 366 days, I should say, this year. I always forget it's the leap year. But,
of course.
Yeah, I know.
That.
It's crazy.
February was so long ago.
Oh, doesn't it feel that way? But no, we're here 3 p.m. till midnight. All the way through.
Okay, fantastic. So if people want to get a hold of you, they can call 1-800-184-527, or if you prefer the online chat, it's qlife.org.au. Do you have any other tips for people heading into the Christmas period?
Look, I don't necessarily, as much as, you know, looking after yourself is just as important as making all this delicious food over the next couple of days. So take it easy. Don't do it with too much booze and too much festive cheer. But at the same time, we're always here to have a nice friendly chat when you need to step away from the rantings of the crazy uncle at the dinner table, you know. So
I reckon it's worth just letting people know what will happen when they call up QLife. Can you maybe run us through, like, what sort of a chat you have or what it feels like?
Yeah, sure.
It can be an overwhelming thing.
Yeah, totally overwhelming for people. And this time of year we do get a lot of people contacting us for the first time, so it's a really great thing to sort of outline what it might look like. And the chances are you'll get through to someone that's in your local state first. But when it's a bit busy, we've got this amazing call tree that sort of clicks in, and your call will go then to the next available QLife volunteer or paid staff member. So your call might be taken at any of our four centres across the country. That's in Perth or in Brisbane or in Sydney or in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And really what the call looks like after that is completely up to you. We talk about all sorts of things, Amy, and we can go slow, we can go fast. Some people really know what they need when they're phoning us. Other people just really are there for a chat. And eventually, after 15 or 20 minutes of nice, pleasant small talk, that's when you finally get to what you want to talk about. And we're not there to push people into being quick with their calls or any of that kind of stuff, because we understand that people's sort of well-being and mental health must look like what it needs to look like for them. So yeah. We're a bit different to other services like that. I know some of the other big players around that are really funded to do certain things. We'll only engage with certain calls, but we really do talk about whatever people want to bring to us.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, Ross. And that number once again for QLife is 1800 184 527 or online at qlife.org.au. And if you are very concerned for your safety these holidays, please do reach out to Lifeline on 131114. Thank you, Ross Jacobs.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.